Today's episode of the podcast is brought to you by our friends over at LinkedIn. Now, as we prepare for autumn, you need the right people on your team to help your small business fire on all cylinders. LinkedIn Jobs is here to make it easier to find the people you want to talk to faster and for free.
Mate, I've literally just hired a full-time producer for my main channel, and I obviously use LinkedIn. And shout out Ben, because he is absolutely quality. And obviously, I wouldn't have found him if it wasn't for LinkedIn.
So create a free job in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to tap into the world's largest professional network with over 30 million people in the UK.
Then add your job and the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring so your network can help you find the right people to hire.
Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on the candidates with the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire.
It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs as number one in delivering quality hires versus their leading competitors.
So LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster, and you can post a job for free. Just visit linkedin.com/pitch. Again, that is linkedin.com/pitch to post a job for free.
Terms and conditions apply. Back on with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you are following us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Give us a 5-star rating. It massively helps us out. Enjoy. Welcome back to Pitch Side, ladies and gentlemen.
Why are your trousers so wet?
Oh, no reason. Let's get cracking.
He's had an energy drink this morning and I've had a coffee. But welcome back to Pitch Side. We are joined by our good friend and regular of the show now.
Regular.
JCC, aka John. No, yeah. The other way around, isn't it?
John. Maybe we'll go with whatever. That works fine.
Hello. It's John, aka JCC. And look, there has
AKA
been...
AKA Jay.
AKA CC. There has been no football this weekend.
Yeah, you can tell because we're going insane already.
But when does football ever stop?
It doesn't. The merry-go-round keeps going.
It don't stop. Even when it has stopped, it doesn't stop because football is life. And so is Pitch Side. And there has been a big story that's happened over the weekend, and that is Graham Potter.
Your arch nemesis.
Potter.
Do it then.
Potter.
That's not how... Come on, mate. You've literally filmed like 7 films with him.
What do I say?
I don't know.
he's gone Chelsea, and there's a lot going on basically with it, but he's actually last night... I think this is a bit OTT. Graham Potter has asked Brighton fans for forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
I mean, he's not killed someone.
Yeah, it's a bit intense, isn't
he's
it?
He's literally got a promotion.
Yeah.
It tastes like promotion. He's gone to Chelsea. You're gonna accept it. You're going to get a quadruple your pay rise and play Champions League football. And unfortunately, Brighton fans, you don't need to be begging for forgiveness. Anyways, Potter says...
We got 5 Theo Baker accents so far in this. Is that right?
Potter says, for some reason, I recognise that the change that comes too suddenly in football can be hard to accept.
Has he written that with Grammarly? What the fuck is that?
Maybe Potter needs to go back to school. I may not be able to persuade you to all forgive my departure, but I would at least like to take the chance to say thank you. I hope that you will understand that at this stage of my career, I felt I had to grasp a new opportunity. Do you think Potter needed to say that, or was it pretty obvious that he's going to go?
I don't think he needs to say that an apology to Brighton. Like, he's got them. They're the reason they're there. I remember they booed him this time last year, wasn't it?
For the sheer amount of draws that they were.
Yeah.
They were still getting points, and they were like, well, you're not getting enough points. Boo.
I would have preferred it if he just put out a statement saying, boo me now. Just with a Chelsea flag.
Boo me now.
But no, I don't think he needed to apologise. But that's modern day football. Players do it when they score against old teams. It's a bit weird.
It's a weird one because, like, everyone, I think if you're not a Brighton fan, you want Potter to stay at Brighton because, like, he's doing such a sick job.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Graham Potter, man of Brighton.
Yeah.
But if you are Graham Potter, man of Brighton,
well, not anymore.
But you're going to get paid £5 million a week. You're going to go play Champions League football.
It's a real thing.
Like, how often are you going to get an opportunity like this?
Yeah.
And he's going to get sacked in 6 months.
Yeah, because Ted Lasso's a cowboy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he'll end up back at Brighton anyway. And yeah, so it'll be fine.
Tuchel did get sacked despite sitting sixth in the Premier League.
Yeah, after 5 points such a first, few amount of games as well.
A bit harsh. Yeah, a little bit.
I don't necessarily think it was harsh based on how they've been performing since December. Like, they are have you watched 90 minutes of Chelsea?
It's not looking good, bro.
It's very boring. And I think if you are a Chelsea fan, they love him for the Champions League. But I don't think he sacked him for the right reasons. I don't think he sacked him because the football wasn't right. I heard rumours that he wanted to play a 4-4-3 formation. Did you hear this?
Tuchel said that.
No. Todd Boehly. There was a rumor that he came to him with a 4-4-3, and Tuchel was like, "What?" And that caused the friction. You haven't heard that.
You do get it, right?
That's what I just said. Stick Mendy in midfield.
It's because there'd be 12 players on the pitch.
Yeah.
I know it's early. It's not that early, is it?
4-4-3, mate. And also, did you hear about the Ronaldo?
He wanted Ronaldo.
So they apparently Todd Lasso went in and was just like emerging, and he was like, "Oh, well, I want Ronaldo."
Yeah,
and Tuchel was like, "No,
you're not having Ronaldo.
You're not having him." He's like, "No, I want Ronaldo." Yeah. He's like, "No, stop being angry at me. You don't want him.
I want your Champions League.
I want Aubameyang." Anyways, they signed Sterling, and apparently Todd was still going, "I want Ronaldo," and he was like, "No, mate, stop. Get off my back. Stop it." 5 meetings later, Todd is fuming. He ain't got Ronaldo. Think of the shirt sales. My God, it'd be through the roof.
He's got to pay some money back that he spent.
But, and then he was like, "You know what? Bye."
Well, you missed one key point. Did you hear the WhatsApp rumour as well? He wasn't active enough in the WhatsApp Chelsea group chat. Tuchel.
Tommy T.
Yeah, he said he wasn't active. Well, this is a rumour, but... It's a fact. It's a pitch side fact.
The CEO?
Yeah, he made a group chat with all of the hierarchy of Chelsea, and Tuchel wasn't active enough. So basically, he aired Boehly and got fired. that's what I'm hearing.
I reckon a message. Yeah. He's gone, it's 4-3-3. No, 4-4-3.
He's gone on about Ronaldo again. It's a night message.
Yeah. I reckon Todd Boehly in a group chat just writes in emojis as well.
We got
a new player. And it's like, thumbs up. Guy with cool glasses, sunglasses. Like, Tom, wait, come on, man. Todd, you're like 50.
We are rinsed him, but it's not looking good, bro, for Chelsea.
It is looking good.
No, it's not.
They've got the wizard.
What? The studio's falling apart, if you can hear that, by the way.
They got Potter.
There's a moving staircase.
Aubameyang who? Aubameyang what?
Yeah.
Aubameyang. Do you think Potter's going to do well at Chelsea, or do you think it's going to take time? Obviously, a new CEO and owner wants their own manager. So it's no surprise, really, that he's gone, just maybe not this early. Do you think Potter's going to do well?
I think the Chelsea fans will give him a chance, but I think there's such an affiliation to Tuchel there, and I just think it's destined to failure. Like, it's a big, big job. And
big shoes to fill as well.
Yeah, big shoes to fill. I mean, managing in Europe or maybe Europa League at this rate if they don't improve. Yeah, I think it's destined to fail. And I think the ownership there, I was surprised they didn't go, unless they did, but I'm surprised they didn't go for Zidane. I thought they'd go for the sexy name. I honestly thought that was what this ownership seems to be about. Like, get the big name. Yeah. They want Ronaldo, get Zidane.
That's Chelsea through and through, isn't it? But like, Zidane at Chelsea doesn't make sense. It wouldn't feel right.
I don't think he wanted it.
Wouldn't feel right.
Well, I heard they were speaking to Potter for a while.
So the rumour is that Potter signed Cucurella for Chelsea.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
And then was like, Cucu, I'm going to...
So what about Billy Gilmore?
Yeah.
He's just been fed to the wolves.
No, he was in every good thing, you have to burn. He was the one that got burned.
Yeah.
It's like, for the greater good, Billy.
Yeah, he's been snaked.
Yeah.
The same thing with Aubameyang as well. He just did an interview saying he's excited to play for Tuchel again, and Tuchel was after.
One game, gone. Yeah.
Really at Potter.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
There has been a few casualties, isn't there?
So if Potter's at Chelsea, Tuchel, where could... Is he just going to chill out for a bit, use his paycheck?
Juventus.
Bournemouth.
Juventus.
Oh, it screams of Juventus. Come on. You not see it? The defensive league, Tuchel loves it. Did you just say Bournemouth?
No, I said Bournemouth.
It's a joke.
Common rebel.
Yeah.
So he'll go to Serie A and just kill it over there.
I think Allegri's not the one, and I think they'll...
Well, Juve haven't started well this season.
No, they haven't. I mean, that was crazy the other night. See the Milic red card after the goal disallowed and all that. But
that goal was actually onside. That they checked.
Well, I saw that.
They checked. So, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So you know when they equalised the red card, he got sent off and whatnot. VAR checked the offside, said it was offside. They only checked one angle.
Oh, but it was on.
There was a guy by the corner flag. keeping him onside. And he was onside. The goal's onside.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've only got 10 players here.
they disallowed the goal when he was onside.
Oh, that's amazing.
VAR is so bad!
Yeah,
when you, if you're a fan of that team, oh my God. literally just that that is all up there with as bad as Lampard versus Germany.
Yeah.
He's onside. He's just, there's no argument. He's yeah. onside. Like, no, it's crazy. But anyway, it's back to Chelsea and Potter.
Yes.
So Southgate's at England. Potter's at Chelsea. Tuchel's going to go Juve, maybe. After the World Cup, who's going to take charge of England if it's not Potter?
I don't think it's going to go well for Potter. I think he loses his...
It probably could be. Yeah, it might be sacked by then.
But do you think he gets sacked from Chelsea, loses all that rep, and then goes to England? Come on. It's back to like Brighton or a mid-table club or something.
Do you think it's a risky move for him?
Yeah, I think so. I think international management's very different, isn't it? I think Potter plays a certain style that will be interesting to see if he can get that into the Chelsea team, if they start playing like Brighton. Because I saw Brighton live this year. They were good. Yeah. Like, they were a good team.
You're the only team to have beaten them this season as well.
Well, that's because we're unreal. Yeah. We'll get into that later.
Full ham.
But no, I think it's interesting because if Potter starts slow at Chelsea, can't get the players on. It's a lot of egos.
Yeah.
Brighton, he's probably the man at Brighton. Now you're not the man.
I know what you mean. Like Graham Potter. It's because he's called Graham. He's even talked about himself. He's I'm Graham Potter.
It's just such a boring and bland name that nobody thinks that he's like a
how
superstar.
Is Graham Potter in charge of like Aubameyang?
But considering your history,
you see
with
what I mean? It sounds so fickle to say, but it's also true at the same time.
Well, yeah, because he's his manager.
Yeah, but
if you asked Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang,
what is a Graham Potter?
Yeah, yeah. What do you think of Graham Potter? He'd probably go,
He's all right. Aubameyang,
Graham.
Aubameyang drives gold Lamborghinis. Potter drives a Ford Mondeo.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also...
Oh, broomstick, if anything.
But now Graham Potter could also drive a gold Lamborghini with his new Chelsea paycheck.
He could now.
And I want to... Graham, if you're watching, get like a Urus. Get a Lamborghini Urus. Imagine he rocks up to training.
I still think he's just like one of those guys that eats beans on toast.
What's wrong with one of them guys that eat beans on toast?
Just... Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Have I opened up a can here?
Beans on toast and cheese.
No matter how far you get in life, you always come back to beans on toast, you know?
With cheese?
Well, no, maybe Graham Potter's pushing the boat out a little bit too much there with cheese.
I will say this, if you actually want to like take it to the next level, do cheese on toast with beans.
Oh, you're stopping the order there.
I swear to God, if you think beans on toast with grated cheese is peng, do cheese on toast, so put the cheese on toast in the grill and then put beans on top of that. My God.
Do you melt the cheese first, though?
Yes, that's my point.
Or do you let the beans melt the cheese?
No, as if you're making cheese on toast.
Yeah, and then beans on top.
And then just lap a load.
See, I don't think Graham Potter's got this kind of cuisine in his locker.
Well,
I think
I need to take a trip over to Stamford Bridge.
Teach him.
Bring your cheese.
Bring my cheese, bring my beans, yeah. And it always has to be Heinz. But anyways, no free Brandles. Anyways, Liverpool.
Good segue.
Well, they are bad, aren't they?
Napoli
quite literally opened them up and destroyed them.
That is an image. That is an image on a Tuesday morning I didn't really want to have, but thank you. No, they did. Napoli. But we predicted it. We said it on the live show. Napoli were going to destroy
everyone
them.
Predicted it, right?
Everyone predicted it.
Everyone predicted it. You smashed it.
Yeah. I definitely didn't say a draw.
No, I didn't say a draw.
No, you wouldn't have said that. But yeah, no, Liverpool are in trouble. I've seen Klopp has been saying some pretty out there things against the team. He's been saying like it's the worst he's ever seen them perform and all this sort of stuff. He's saying people need to take account for that. Like that he's been going for them a little bit in the press, which I think is quite unusual for him. Normally backs them.
I've said this for a little while now. I said it trickles down from the top. Klopp is losing his head. Even with the whole dry grass thing, it's just signs of a madness kicking in.
Yeah,
he's snappy, isn't he?
Yeah,
he doesn't. You know, like when Mourinho was first in the Premier, he was happy, and then he came back, he was unhappy. He's got a little bit about that where he's like, he doesn't want to be. He sits to the interview, he doesn't want to be there. He doesn't like the questions. He's like, turn the camera off. Did you see that the other day?
Yeah, yelling at someone.
I get it. It's a bit annoying.
I couldn't hear it though. To be fair,
if
you watch a clip back, I was like, well, it makes sense.
Yeah, like someone is literally going, but also at the same time, like, shut up.
It's that snappiness, isn't it?
Their defence is so bad. Like, I love Trent. I really love Trent. He's my boy. But he didn't move for like 10 seconds for one of their goals.
It was longer than that. It was about 20 seconds.
It was the same thing at Old Trafford. He didn't come across the cover.
You're an elite
weird.
Fullback. What's happened there?
Did you just
turn off?
Was Joe Gomez playing at the Old Trafford game next to him as well?
Yeah.
Because I think it's an issue with that. I think Matip does more than any of us thought he does for Trent. Like, he'll cover him. He'll let Trent do whatever he wants. Surely Trent hasn't turned up this season and gone, I'm just not going to run back.
That's not how footballers work, is it?
He's got to be still playing similar. Maybe he's a little bit lower, but his standards. But I can't see how...
You don't even get that in Sunday league.
Yeah.
Like people still... they move.
Yeah.
He doesn't move at all.
I just think Joe Gomez and him don't have the same connection that Matip has.
It's like
Matip's
a controller.
It's because they use the same...
It is.
It's because they use the same barber. There's probably animosity there.
Right, okay.
I was going to say something about Trent then. I just completely forgot. Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Liverpool, like, is actually factually correct now that Liverpool, like, their pressing stats are lower. Yep. Their running stats are lower. Like, something has happened at that club and they just seem to do... I think what's happened is, like, Klopp's seventh season is true. Seventh season syndrome.
Well, technically, it's his eighth for Liverpool now, but...
throw that out.
Oh, don't
worry.
Did
win two trophies in the seventh one, but...
Well, look, Liverpool are playing Ajax tonight and that could get dangerous.
Ajax are fierce, mate. They're a strong
team. If Liverpool lose tonight, is... Surely... Klopp out. Hashtag Klopp out.
But you've said that for a long while, haven't you?
I just think his time's done, man. I think don't like the fella. No, I do. He's really nice, actually. I love Liverpool.
It's a massive game for them tonight because if they end up, even if they don't get maximum points tonight, they've got to go to Ibrox.
Yeah.
They've got to go to Amsterdam Arena and they've seen what happened to them in Naples. That is not a team that is going away in Europe and performing.
Do you think their fans will start getting on their back? Or will they just love them?
I mean, they had nine injuries in pre-season and they're still suffering with that.
It is rough for their squad.
But having said that, Klopp's got to go. I mean, it's just time. I'm joking. I don't know. I don't think it's as bad as people think.
But Van Dijk's even looking a bit ropey. I know he set such high standards for himself. He's looking a bit dodgy.
Do you reckon Tuchel comes in for the Klopp job if he gets fired?
Come on.
He's replaced him at everywhere he's been, by the way.
That would be scenes.
That'd be the third club. The third club where he's followed suit after Dortmund as well.
I don't think Liverpool fans would accept Tuchel's football.
No, I don't think
it's too different. Like, Trent would be gone. You know,
what's the Dan thinking? At Liverpool?
Ooh.
Poch. It would be, wouldn't it?
It's always Poch. Poch is just the one. Yeah. You need
is he free? Yeah. Oh, he is free. He's been free for the last 2 years. All right.
But obviously, we are doing a little bit injustice to Napoli. Like, Kvitska in the midfield. They are good.
They are good.
Were they good? Or were Liverpool just really bad?
No, I think Napoli are good.
They are, but Joe Gomez made two huge fucking errors for two goals. If he didn't make the errors, they ain't scoring those two goals.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
I do see what you mean.
So is it a mixture of both?
Maybe it is a mixture of both. Maybe you're right.
Yeah, but they got bullied. They looked so lightweight, Liverpool. They're in trouble. They are in trouble.
They're in so much trouble that they rushed, well, not necessarily rushed, but they brought both Thiago and Matip on, who was pretty much paramount importance to keep them fit until they're fully recovered in the middle of the game. Just be like, okay, we're this bad now. We need to just bring on the people that are on their last leg.
Is Liverpool's game happening this weekend?
No.
Chelsea...
It's Chelsea, it's off,
which actually is a good thing for them.
Yeah, and it's also a good thing for Chelsea. It means Potter a bit more time with the players,
it's like
right?
Yeah, pre-season, right? Yeah. Because they were going international break, but...
So...
They got a week.
So it gives time for Thiago... It's time for Matip to get fitter.
Yeah.
Maybe we could see a different Liverpool come out of this little break they've got.
Plug Trent back in as controller.
Charge him up.
By the way, you can run backwards if you want to defend.
Do you know what happened? It's ever since Mia exposed Trent.
It actually is.
It actually is. Yeah. I'm not being funny. It actually is.
Yeah.
Will and Mia have caused the downfall of Liverpool?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually agree.
Confirmed.
Yeah.
And you can't argue otherwise.
No.
Speaking of arguing otherwise, Man City.
Right.
Sort of.
I don't think that necessarily works.
They beat Seville 4-0 away from home. Yeah. Are they... Would Haaland score two? Did it? Was it two?
Two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Impossible. Just like, they're going to win everything, aren't they?
Well, the World Cup will have a say in that, but... But they could do. If there's a season to win everything, then possibly this one is the season to do it. Because this is the one where Erling Haaland is guaranteed at least some amount of fitness.
This
right?
is the one
He's fit at the moment. Can't you can't fail. Promise that for the future.
This one could never fail.
For banker.
If they don't win the Champions League this season, is it a failure?
I don't think ever...
PSG looking good, Real Madrid looking
good. Yeah, no. I don't think ever not winning the Champions League is a failure. I think it's the hardest trophy to win.
But for Man City...
I think if they don't get to the semi-finals, it's a failure. I think anything can happen. You could play Real Madrid in a semi-final of Champions League, you lose. But, I mean, everything seems to line up for Man City at the moment. Like, even the fact Haaland's not going to the World Cup, he's going to get that like month break to just rehab, recover any injuries, like train him a little bit more into the system. They got Alvarez to come on as a backup if Haaland's not feeling it. It's scary. We might as well. I mean, the Prem's done, right?
Yeah.
Well,
15 points.
Hang on a minute. Arsenal are going to push him. But
yeah, but for how long?
The depth of Manchester City will come to fruition. Yeah. And they'll laugh at us.
Yeah.
They'll be like, you actually thought you had a chance.
Yeah. And bearing in mind, they're getting Laporte back soon. They've got Akanji coming in. Like, defensively, they've almost... They look like they've gone, we've got Haaland. We'll just outscore you.
Yeah.
If they
but
win...
as soon as they like seal up the back as well, which they tend to do after like 5-10 games anyway, then people just have no chance.
At the end of the season, Man City win the Prem. They win the League Cup.
I think Spurs do that, but carry on.
Well, whatever. They win the Prem and they win like a domestic cup.
Yeah, yeah.
But they crash out in the quarterfinals. Is it a failure?
For the standards that they hold, maybe, yeah. But it's not a failure. They've won the Premier League.
But it is a failure because their number one target is the Champions League. They know they're going to win the Prem. They don't need to try. Their second team could win the Prem. Their second team could win the Prem.
That's not true. That's not true.
I think it is.
Well, come what? You think like the likes of Nathan Ake are Premier League winning quality outright?
Mate, they got three world-class centre-backs.
Give me City's second.
Give me the City's second 11.
Second 11. And then we'll compare it to Arsenal, Liverpool.
You're going to have to give me 10 minutes for that one.
Well, the second 11 to begin with, Edison's not even in goal.
Scott Carson.
Yeah.
Are you going to doubt him?
No, he's third choice.
Who's
second?
Second
choice. They got rid of
Ortega, isn't it? It's Ortega.
Oh, yeah. They signed,
But I don't think... Yeah, this is what I mean. Like, second string City team isn't as good as people think it is. It's just the one and a half string City team that are as good as people think. You know, the ones that are on the brink first team.
You could play Stones and Akanji at the back. Centre back.
Right.
That's a centre back partnership that could get into any...
Okay, name the second string fullbacks then.
Well, obviously you play Gomez and Lewis.
Yeah.
In midfield, you could play Calvin Phillips. Rodri?
No.
Calvin Phillips.
You can't have Rodri. You're not having Rodri.
Calvin Phillips and Gundogan.
The captain.
Calvin Phillips and... What, they've got 17 midfielders.
Yeah, okay.
They all...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Jack Grealish, Bernardo, Mahrez, Foden. Which one isn't starting? There's only 11 players that can start. Therefore, yeah, but there's more second team players.
But this is what I mean. They're all pushing for the first team, right?
Yeah, but it's if not you don't start, you could play Alvarez. Mate, I'm telling you, their second team is a joke.
It is really good, but to win the Premier League, maybe not.
They could get top four.
Oh, yeah, they get top four.
Well, there you go.
They get top four.
It's very different. It's not the same thing.
It is the same thing.
Just playing devil's advocate.
Haaland, let's touch on the robot a little bit. He scored 25 in 20 Champions League appearances.
Unit, mate.
Scary.
Did it take Ronaldo 60 to score 20?
Ronaldo didn't score a Champions League goal in his first 20 games, did he?
Yeah, something crazy. But that makes it even more insane.
It does make it even more insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
25 in 20, 12 in 6 for this season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Could he just quite literally be one of the greatest goal scorers ever?
Yeah, definitely. He's up there with Mitrovic at the moment. It's kind of unbelievable that them two are leading the Premier League top goal scoring race. But he is a freak. I think it's been said a million times, if he doesn't get injured, the numbers he does this season, he should be breaking the record. Because I think I tweeted the other day, like Kevin De Bruyne to Haaland should be nerfed. It should be like three a match.
If
De Bruyne passed it to Haaland four times, he has to be subbed off for 10 minutes. Because it's like, it's just too easy, isn't it?
Give it back to the keeper, you're cheating. Like, pack it in.
Like seven aside when there's a foul and you just give it to their keeper. It's like, that's what should happen. Oh, sorry,
could Haaland become better than Messi or Ronaldo?
In what sense, though? I don't think he'd ever be a better footballer than either.
Goal scoring tallies.
But if he stays fit, then maybe goal scoring wise. But not as a footballer. No, I don't think he's ever going to come close to
that. There's no chance he'll ever touch like Messi's 91 goal a season.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think that's
possible. And
I don't think he will.
No.
I think
unless he goes Madrid and they pump every team like 7-0.
It's crazy because if you look at like R9 and Thierry Henry, their goal scoring tallies were so insane. But Messi and Ronaldo... changed the game. It made their tallies seem normal.
Yeah.
And Messi Ronaldo's tallies were just weren't normal. It's not normal. It's never going to be normal. No. And I don't think Haaland will touch them tallies.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to score 80, 90 goals in a year. He might. If anyone's going to do it, the robot will do it.
Possibly, yeah.
But I just, it's Messi Ronaldo's tallies are so insane.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
To even remain injury free for an entire period of a calendar year and get 91 goals in there.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like Henry scored 30 plus goals a season for 5 seasons in a row. Messi scored like 50 plus five seasons in a row. Something stupid.
Yeah, anything under 40 was like, oh, he's having an off season.
Do you see what I mean?
That's ridiculous.
They literally changed the game.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't make sense. Here is a stat for you, actually. At 22 years old, Messi, 62 appearances, 48 goals, 11 assists. Ronaldo. So this is just for the year of...
22 years old.
I've seen this on the Sky Sports graphic.
Ronaldo,
as well.
61 appearances, 40 goals, 9 assists. So Messi's slightly better.
Yeah.
Haaland, far at 22, 7 appearances, 12 goals, 1 assist.
Yeah.
So he is on charge to destroy them.
Yeah. How many's he got total in his career? It's like 120 something. Isn't it something like that? I'm pretty sure. Because I remember seeing a graphic that they did on Sky Sports where they were saying just the outright amount of goals that they'd scored by 22, and Haaland is like 60, 70 ahead of them.
Serious?
Mm. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure that's right.
So the only thing, the only thing stopping Haaland would be the long longevity, but players are playing for longer now because, you know, science has improved, recovery has improved, fitness has improved.
The Man City doctors are a joke.
He is also a robot, so he just is.
What I think will be interesting with Haaland is to see if he can turn into a better player, because he's obviously an amazing goal scorer.
123 career goals.
He's got 123 already,
That is crazy, isn't it?
How many appearances?
I'd have to do.
But my question is he just a goal scorer? I think Mbappe is a better footballer than him. And I think we've seen with Haaland is these unbelievable positionings to score goals. But
is
he going to have to do more on the ball?
He does score worldies at the same time.
I do remember a few. I remember one at Dortmund where he got it ping top left.
I know what you mean. Like Mbappe is like R9. He's a powerful dribbler. He can take on people. Like Ronaldo on the wing, he can do that. Haaland is... Haaland's a straight up number 9.
That's his job.
His job is scoring goals, and he is the best at it.
Yeah.
162 appearances, 123 goals, did I say?
It's 148 I've got here, I think, on Transfer Market.
I'm on just on Wikipedia.
Oh.
I'll just transfer my...
Well, it wasn't like Messi and Ronaldo, like 600 and 600 or something stupid like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure, certainly for Cristiano Ronaldo anyway, his
more goals than the games.
Yeah, but his rolling record started getting really good by the point he was like 23, 24.
Really?
I think so anyway, when he went across to...
Mm. Imagine if Haaland chose England as his nationality, because he was born in Leeds
as well. Yeah, he could have done. Yeah.
Imagine
that. Can he change?
Not now, I think, because he's played a certain amount of games in Norway.
He's not going to change, is he?
But who would you...
Famous play World Cup. Norway could.
The problem is, do we play both Kane and Haaland together?
Kane has to go De Bruyne. He has to go in that role and start finding him. Yeah.
So I want to do a thing where we rank our top 10 current best Premier League strikers. Oh, now this isn't your best 10 strikers. This is current, right now, in the Premier League.
Yeah, so the way I created this in my head is if I was setting up a team, who would I want at number 9 from 10 to 1 in the current situation of the Premier League.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because obviously it's going to differentiate in opinion, but there's people in here that other people might watch this and go, how is he not even included this name? But I just wouldn't have them in my number. Like, I wouldn't have them at striker, you know? See what I'm saying?
I get you.
Depends what team and system you're playing.
All right, well, shall I go first then?
Yeah, go on.
I seem to...
Who is your number 10? No, let's go. I think our top 5 are pretty maybe similar. So start with number 1.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Start
with number 1?
Yeah.
But this is going to cause maybe a bit of controversy. It's Harry Kane.
You're so stupid. What is wrong? Are you actually dumb? Are you dumb?
You can't.
I'm not being rude, but
you can't do that.
Are you mental? Are you actually mental?
It took a long while to debate this.
No, you're so annoying.
He's not even in my top 2.
That really doesn't...
He's not even in your top 2.
He's not even in my top 2.
Oh, piss off. Piss off. He scored 12 in 6.
No, he's talking
10
about...
in 4.
No, not Haaland.
He's talking about Kane. He's talking about Kane.
Mate, you literally just said to me, someone who scored 10 in 5 in the Prem is not number 1 currently. You're wrong.
Yeah, because
you are wrong.
No, you're wrong. Think about
I'm not having it. You're wrong.
My logic.
There is no logic. There is no logic. Tormund Reeve L.
My logic is, I think Kane offers more to a team than Erling Haaland does. And if I was picking a team, I would want Harry Kane at striker for me.
But that's not the question.
What do you
mean? If I was playing five aside,
I just gave a disclaimer before.
If I was playing five aside, I'd pick fucking Jesus as number one.
What?
I'm not putting Haaland up front of my five aside team. You want someone tricky. That's a different question. Who is the current best Premier League striker? You've said Harry Kane.
How many
Harry
goals?
Kane. No, that is what you've said.
Wait, so how many goals has he scored?
Five, I think. Five?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Haaland scored double.
Double, yeah.
Double.
I gave a disclaimer before we started
doesn't
this
matter.
Irrelevant of how I put
That's
my list together.
That's not what you've
together.
Been asked to do.
Is that fair?
No, you're completely wrong, though.
You can't.
Harry. It's just wrong. Anyway, who's number two for you?
Erling Haaland.
So dumb. Common Reeval. Number three?
Ivan Toney.
Number four?
What? So, Ivan Toney is your number three?
Yeah. Alexander Mitrovic.
If I speak, I shall be in trouble.
No, Ivan Toney. How have you got Ivan Toney above Mitrovic?
What do you mean?
Mate, Mitrovic's not even top 10 for me.
That's bollocks, mate.
There's no way. There's no way. No, but seriously, what has Ivan Toney done that Mitrovic hasn't this season?
It's called a free kick.
He's got the best penalty technique in world football, mate.
Ivan Toney mimicked Mitrovic's celebration and then got done by Mitrovic in the 90th minute. Come on, you can't have Toney. Toney's a good player, but he's not going goals.
You're going to hate violence then.
I don't want to hear it.
Mitrovic near the bottom. This is why I wanted to start at 10, by the way.
No, who's number four?
Because I wanted the controversy at the
end. Who's number four?
Mitrovic. I just said that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But the three and four is close. I was going to pick one of them. Yeah. I just didn't know. Like.
You just picked the wrong one. I understand, yeah.
No, it's fine. Number five, Gabby Jesus.
Number five. So you would, if you were Reeve's manager, you're a manager of any Premier League team.
Yeah.
You're signing Ivan Toney over Gabriel Jesus.
Right now. Currently.
You're going, I want Toney.
I think Toney's a better number nine, yeah.
You see, I would sign Jesus, but right now, you can't argue Toney is better than him.
See, this is what we have differing structures to the lists then.
Jesus brings so much more to the
team. Because all you're doing is saying who's got best form at the moment. But that's not how football works.
No, that's what the question is though.
No, it's well. then you can't include any injury people on your list.
Exactly.
But my number six is Callum Wilson.
Yeah, he has to be in there. Like,
but that's what I mean.
So he's not. He's currently not one of the best strikers in the Prem.
Because he's out injured. That's not fair.
Injuries are a bit crazy.
Well, all right. If we're just doing that and we just do form, should we go on who's scored the most fucking points on FPL for the past 3 weeks? is that what we're going to do?
No.
Don't expose his list like that.
But this is what I mean. That you can't. Harry Kane is going for the all-time Premier League.
All right. My current best striker is Thierry Henry.
But he's not playing currently. This is the point I mean.
Yeah, I know.
So it has to be a combination. It has to be a combination of the things. You can't just say, "Oh right, who's playing fucking well at the moment?" Maybe Alexander Isaac. What, he's had two games in the Prem? Oh yeah, that's a great.
Well, who's
person.
Got more points, Mitro or Toney?
I think Mitrovic does.
Well, why are you not putting him above Toney then?
Well, because Toney's.
That's
just
my point. Exactly.
Toney's just got 17. Yeah, exactly. But this is what I mean. This is why we had to clarify before we did this. And people are going to get annoyed at the differing ways of which we've picked our lists. When in reality, each of us thinks we have the right way of doing it. But anyway, that's why it's an opinion. Right, number seven, Cristiano Ronaldo.
What about number six?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Callum Wilson.
Ronaldo,
zero goals.
Current best Premier League striker.
I can back that.
He's got to be in the top 10. I know he's detrimental to Manchester United, but if you put him in any other team currently apart from Manchester United, who are this ridiculously quick counter-attacking football side, he would get, again, like he did last season, 18 goals.
That's speculation.
If he sprints up with a hamstring.
That's just an opinion. You don't know.
What do you mean?
Would you really think...
If Ronaldo was in this Manchester City side right now, he'd be on 8 goals.
That's the only point I can back.
But he's not in the Man City side and he's not on 8 goals. He's on 0.
It's still Ronaldo.
I can back what you're saying there because he'd score the tap-ins, but at the same time, he's
Theo Baker's on 5. Theo Baker's fucking 4th on this list.
Yeah, he's got to be in your list somewhere. I'm thinking 9 or 10.
Hang on. So I've put Harry Kane, Erling Haaland, Ivan Toney, who are pretty much... Mitrovic as well, pretty much the best strikers in Premier League football at the moment. And Theo Baker on 5 goals is level with Ivan Toney.
Yeah.
And my list is...
I'm not being funny. You've actually put someone on 0 goals as number 7 on your current best Prem strikers.
Isaac should be above him.
Because he's still got the ability. This is what I mean. Past few games.
But it has to be because it's just the seven games of the season.
No. It's current Premier League players, not the current season.
Precisely. It's not fucking form.
It's current Premier League players.
No, it's current.
No, it's current players that are playing.
Who is the best current strikers?
Yes.
Yeah. So you can Ronaldo scored 0 goals.
Yeah, but seven last games. Season wasn't like 5 years ago. It was a few months.
He scored 0.
Not last season.
Oh, I put Rashford.
That's not even... He's not even a striker. He's not even a number 9.
He plays up front.
He's played there for them.
But he's not... I don't get this.
Rashford's in mine, so...
Is he actually?
Yeah.
Oh, this is... Scrap the fucking pod. Let's go over.
Let's just have a scrap. So Ronaldo 7. Fuck me.
I can't believe what's going on.
Shit.
Who's got 8?
Jamie Vardy.
Oh, I knew he was going to say that.
He's 47 years old.
Hang on. The way we did the top 10 centre backs, right?
I knew he was going to say
The way we did the top 10 centre backs, Van Dijk was pretty much first on everybody's list.
Yeah.
If you went back and did, if we did this list right now and went, oh, form, blah, 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 he's not in a top 10. So how does that make any sense?
Yeah, currently he's not.
Because we're going off currently.
All right, well, I'll swap Jamie Vardy for Firmino then. Because there should be an inclusion of him.
Yes, yeah, good.
That's a smart decision.
But also, he did stat pad against Bournemouth, so I don't really think it counts.
He did it right in the other games that he had to play. Number 9, Richarlison.
Yeah, fair enough.
Fine, yeah.
And you're really going to love this one because he's not even played a game in the Premier League yet. It's Aubameyang, number 10.
You're fucking crazy.
The point.
I'm embarrassed. I'm actually embarrassed for the show.
Do you know what's funny is my list is actually. Probably
the one that
makes most sense rather than you picking, all right, he scored 3 goals.
What we'll do is at the end of the season, we'll come back to this and we'll see where they are in the top goal scorers list.
Okay.
But it's not all about goal scoring though. I know.
Quite literally, being a striker is all about goal scoring.
Well, why is Firmino in this list then for me?
I don't know. Why is he?
Why is Ronaldo in this list? Well, he's got 0 goals.
Yeah, that's what my point is. We're saying you're wrong.
No, come on, man. You know how the top 10 lists work.
No, you're wrong.
You can't just pick the people that are doing well at the moment.
You can.
Because you're 5 games in. That's not how football works.
You said Kane.
I did say Kane.
Who scored half the goals of Haaland.
Yeah, because he's a creator as well now.
Here's a question.
Time out for a sec. Here's a question. Bearing in mind you're on 5 goals, right, at Man City?
Yeah, I am on 5 goals.
Harry Kane...
I've scored 5 in the Premier League this season.
Harry Kane in that Manchester City side right now, is he on double figures?
No.
I don't think he is because he plays a completely different role.
Yeah.
He would have to play number 9, wouldn't he?
But Harry Kane...
I don't think he scores some of the goals Haaland scored this year.
I agree.
Like what, though?
Some of them.
Harry Kane does not sit on the last man and run in behind like Haaland or score the tap into back post.
Harry Kane wants the ball.
Yeah, no, he doesn't because they've changed.
Was it West Ham when he sprinted around a keeper? You don't win that. You don't have the pace.
I agree with that one. But the point I'm making is City have changed to suit Haaland rather than the other way around. City would change to suit Kane.
Your
again.
Argument for That's Kane over Haaland does. Is saying that I'm on 5 goals.
No, I'm saying he offers more. I'm saying as a number 9, Kane offers more. He's creative. He brings more to the team. If this was a top 10 goal scorers list, then Haaland's remarkably clear, but that's not what necessarily is. It's my opinion anyway. Carry on.
Opinions can be wrong, but okay. Anyways, John, what's yours?
Do you want to start off? All right, I've got Harry Kane at number 1.
I'm joking.
Mitrovic.
Haaland number 1. Right, I've got a mix of the best 10, and I'm doing it properly, the current best 10.
Yeah.
Number 2, Alexander Mitrovic. You can't argue with it. He's the second top goal scorer in the league.
He has a case, but I wouldn't put him 2. He's got a case, but I wouldn't put him 2.
He's not better than Harry Kane.
This is what I mean.
Are you mad?
How is this a real thing?
This season, he's better than Harry Kane.
It's not just this season.
It is.
This is what I mean.
I can't lie. I actually think I've come away with the biggest dub on my list.
Right, I've got Mitrovic number two based off the fact that, you know, he's had an unbelievable goal scoring season, but also he's brought more to the team. Like, he has been a false nine this season, dropping in for Fulham and playing in the wing. It's unbelievable. I've never seen a player
look better than last
year. He's so good.
One more goal than Harry Kane.
Number three, one more goal than Harry Kane.
Yeah.
Also plays in a relegation side.
That's not fair. You're not a relegation side.
No, we're not.
You're a mid-table.
Club.
All right, so number three, I've got Harry Kane. Number four, Jesus. Above Ivan Toney in number five, based off the fact that I think without Jesus, you're both Arsenal fans. Without Jesus in that Arsenal team, like, he has been a joke for you. He adds more than goals. He carries the ball, dribbles, plays in behind.
This I agree with, but he's come off at points, and Kessie has done as equally good a job. So it's, again, that's, for me, that's a system thing. And if you take Ivan Toney out of Brentford's team,
there's
no goals there. There's no goals there.
Okay, well. I've got Ivan Toney number five. Number six, I've got Callum Wilson.
But he's injured. This is the point.
But
I'm
he started
making.
The season well. Didn't
yeah,
he?
But that's not your list. You're contradicting yourself. Yeah.
You're going to hate
he's
this.
Fucking
you're
going to
hate this. Number
this
seven.
Is not fair.
Because I'm a mixture of the actual assignment and your thought process. I'm like, who would I pick? So I would take Callum Wilson.
I would as well.
So I've mixed it in. Number seven, I've gone with Isaac.
Thank you.
I've seen one Thank game you. From him, but he looked unbelievable.
This is ridiculous.
So number seven, this Isaac. Number eight, Alvarez.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, I think, okay. Number nine, Firmino. And number 10, Rashford.
Fair enough. Now, I've gone for a list of current best Premier League strikers. What we've been asked to do the list on.
But that wasn't actually the list. It was current players, top 10.
It's current best Premier League strikers. Number one, Erling Haaland.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Harry Kane. Number three, Ivan Toney. I think he's got more to his game than Mitrovic.
Interesting you said that. Because you lost your mind. I feel like you're getting up.
You need to watch him.
He scored one less goal than Mitro, but he's bagged a fucking worldy free kick. Number four, Mitrovic. Number five, Gabriel Jesus. Number six, Rodrigo.
Another injured player. Is this fucking... Are you joking?
I think Leeds fans will disagree with you.
One of the top goal scorers in the league. You can't argue. He's been in fine form.
He's injured. You can't pick injured players if we're doing a top 10 form list. He's not played two games.
But he has got four goals. I think he's got three or four goals.
Oh, I can't.
But I don't... I think he's a bad player.
So you're saying... So he said that Isaac's on the list because he's had two really good games. Rodriguez played 0 minutes in those two games.
So still got more goals though.
But that's the form aspect that we're looking at, right?
So one's played
0 minutes, one's played 150 or something. Yeah. So one goes in, one doesn't.
One's also joint fifth top goalscorer in the league. Number seven.
What are you doing? Hang on.
Number
let me,
seven.
Let me redo your list. Why don't you just go in order of the top 10 goalscorers currently in the Premier League? Because that's exactly what you're doing.
Well, in that case, I put Mitro second then.
Well, there you go. Yeah, change your list.
Number seven, Marcus Rashford. I actually think he's playing really well.
I agree with him on the list.
I think he's playing really well at the moment. I think he's one of the best strikers in the league at the moment. He's getting in behind the channels, he's scoring goals, and he's helping United bring back the form that they're Manchester United. Number eight, Eddie Nketiah. When he comes on, he brings a lot to the game. He stretches the play, gets a few goals. Number nine, Richarlison. Number 10, Isaac. I think he looked really good.
He looks really good.
And he should have had more goals, wrongly disallowed.
Yeah, he should have had two on his debut.
And that right there is the current best Premier League strikers.
It's not, mate.
No Darwin Núñez. No Firmino because he's stat padded against Bournemouth.
You've got a guy that's not even currently playing football on your list of current form players.
But you have Jamie Vardy.
I do, yeah.
And Ronaldo.
Because
combined zero goals.
Yeah, because my reasoning behind the list is different to yours. I never said this was a form list. I said this was the top 10 of strikers I would pick to play my number nine position in a Premier League team.
So you're managing a Premier League side tomorrow.
Yeah.
You have a choice between Jamie Vardy or Isaac. You sign Jamie Vardy.
You know,
what's the question?
Yeah, nice one. You got him there.
No, it's just it's an interesting signing.
I'd have to because I've backed my list.
But you wouldn't.
Is Jamie Vardy a better number nine than Alexander Isaac?
Not right now.
Not now. He's 36.
Yeah,
36, right?
If you
something like that.
Yeah.
No, not right now, he's not.
What do you mean not right now?
He ain't.
His legs have gone.
He straight up isn't.
Mate, he plays second striker well enough. Like, if you watch Leicester play, he's still solid. He's just old.
I'm really not.
Ronaldo's 38. Come on, like, it's the same argument.
Yeah, and he's not the same player. People change. Stop living in the past.
Says the man that was backing him for the entirety of last season.
Yeah, and he smashed it last season.
Exactly. So what?
But he's not smashing it anymore. He's old.
So where's the difference then? He's just, what, three or four games? He's suddenly not Cristiano Ronaldo.
Well, no, it's been like 3 or 4 months.
Well,
he's not the same Ronaldo as last year.
That's ridiculous.
He took the summer holidays off and went, oh, do you know what? I can't be asked to play football anymore.
No, he's definitely, he's not. Think about when he came into Newcastle last year, first game of the season, he was running. He was pulling the strings. He was running behind channels. He's not doing it now. I don't think he can.
Really, he's not playing. Though.
But the reality
doesn't
start. I think his body's caught up in him a little bit.
This happens to footballers.
What, in 2 months?
Yeah.
In 2 months?
Yeah, it happens.
It literally just goes like that.
Yeah.
And suddenly they're gone. And
Do you even watch football?
It's more of a mentality thing with him, I think. I don't think it's necessarily like a body thing.
I know what you're saying. The system doesn't
suit
him.
He looks a bit stiff when he plays, I think. I think he's feeling his 37-year-old body a little bit now. And he's trying to adapt his game to suit his play style. Many players do it. Wayne Rooney was playing centre mid at the end of his career.
Yeah, but you wouldn't say Rooney was a bad player at that point. You'd still have Rooney in your team, wouldn't you? Even though he's a bit older and he's changed his role a little bit.
I'd rather Jack Wilshere.
But, okay. I stand by my list, in all honesty. Because I picked it with the intentions of
the number. I understand.
Well... Yeah. So footballers suddenly don't just become shit because they score zero goals.
Okay, so if you want to back yourself, why is Diego Costa not in your list?
I considered him, you know. I actually did.
Oh. He's not played football since December of last year.
No, the fact you've considered Diego Costa.
But there's Premier League pedigree there is what I mean. Like, you know that you're going to get results from him. Why have Wolves signed him if they think he's going to be a dog shit?
Because they've lost their interest, Spanish speaking, and the team's got nothing. That is the most desperate signing. I don't think Diego Costa scores more than 3 goals for Wolves.
Diego Costa hasn't scored more than 5 goals a season since he left Chelsea.
Yeah, but
their XG at Wolves. Do you think Wolves are creating chances for Costa?
That's what I worry about. He hasn't played
a professional game of football since December 2021, and you considered him to be in your top 10 current best Premier League strikers.
He was nowhere near making it. He was nowhere near making it.
See what I got to put up with?
He was nowhere near making it.
But you considered him.
I considered Danny Welbeck as well. I think he's playing pretty well.
Yeah, so did I.
But nobody.
He's
not
also played football and scored goals this year.
At least Danny Welbeck plays football, yeah.
But this is the point I'm making. Like, you guys have picked players that contradict parts of your list. Mine is... Well, you did.
Rodrigo's the only one. I didn't know he was injured.
What do you mean you didn't know he was injured?
I didn't know he was injured.
You transferred him out of your FPL.
I never had him.
Did you not?
No.
Oh, well, I mean, he's been injured for like 2-3 games.
Well, I didn't know that.
And I'm the one that's supposed to be lacking research here, am I?
Yeah.
You've lost the plot.
I think this is actually a common revel.
It's not.
Anyways, Diego Costa. He's 34 in October. He's not match fit. He hasn't played a game in this year. He's not scored more than 5 since leaving Chelsea. Why have they signed him? Experience?
Well, the... What's the guy's name that did his ACL game one? Kladzevic or something.
Yeah, the big lad.
Just unlucky, isn't it?
Do you think they could have signed someone else, or Diego Costa just... What's a bit random, isn't it?
It's so random.
It is a bit random.
Yeah.
But Diego Costa random.
Maybe they just want a bully up front.
He's also not got the best Jimenez attitude. Doesn't... He left Chelsea on bad terms. Just stopped playing for them, didn't he? And stayed in Brazil.
Did he?
Yeah, but he was like, I'm not coming back. Fell out with Conte, right? I think. I don't know.
To be fair, you know what? If he got fit, like, he could just really rustle some feathers and get some goals, or get like Podent to cut inside and do a bit of magic.
I don't think he's as washed as people give him credit for. I think he knows exactly how to rub people up the wrong way.
Oh yeah, no, I wouldn't want to play against Diego Costa.
Yeah.
If I was a centre back, you would actually, even though he may not be as fit and as good as he is, you would never want to play against him because he could just like nibble on you, bite you, or just do something. Do you know what I mean?
It could be, in hindsight, it's a really good sign and he gets like double figures.
Yeah, legit.
You just don't know which Diego Costa legitness comes and plays, right? So,
obviously, some teams will be having 3 weeks off.
Man United have four.
So, dude, no. Huh? Will they have 3 weeks off?
I don't know.
United has changed since I wrote that.
Because the international break.
It'll be...
Chelsea-Liverpool, though, when do they next play?
They'll have 3 weeks off.
That's what I'm saying. Some teams
United have had 4 weeks off, and their first game back is the Manchester Derby.
Ooh. Which they always win, no matter how bad they are, it feels like, doesn't it? I feel like Man United always get a result.
Last season they got pepped.
I feel like United always get a result at least once a season against City, and it's always unexpected.
Well, City need to be wary of United, because apparently Ten Hag has been practicing some weak foot training.
It's good, isn't it?
Some left foot training, some right foot training for the weak player.
To be fair, they do need that because Sancho's not got a left foot. Anthony's not got a right foot. Rashford, his left is a little...
Maybe Ronaldo's leading the training session. This is what you do, lads. Left and right, header.
I still think United are going to fall apart this season. I think there's some serious...
Do you think they're all like...
He said top four for
oh,
them.
Come off it.
Could do. Why not?
How many reasons do you want? Give me a number.
Well, look, if they start firing, they've actually got a really good team.
Well, yeah.
So if Ten Hag gets them working, which looks like they are...
I think he's a good manager. I just think... I just don't think that it will come
together.
If you've
got good players, you'll always do well, I think.
Who's the good players at United?
Who are the good players?
Rashford. Like, on paper, Rashford, Sancho, Ronaldo, Bruno Fernandes.
No, okay, I'm happy with a paper.
I just said Ronaldo there. That's weird saying it. Yeah, what's going on there?
You can't say Ronaldo now.
You can't. What is that?
You can't do that.
Cristiano Ronaldo. That's mad,
you know. You're not listening to what I'm saying. I said on paper.
Right,
but he's not currently the best striker in a fucking league, you idiot. But on paper, he's still Cristiano Ronaldo.
Shouldn't have had Ronaldo number one, Reeve.
Anthony playing well. No, they have got, on paper, they've got a really good team.
But on paper, they had a really good team last year. And they were
right, but on the pitch, Sancho's massively underwhelming. He's on 4 watch this year.
If Sancho has an off game, it's almost like United play with 10.
He's so bad.
They probably won't get top four, but there's a chance they could if they continue the form that they've got.
There's a chance Leicester City still win the league and they're on 1 point. Well, mathematically, there is, yeah.
That's not what I'm saying, though. But I just said on form, they're playing really well, so they continue this form up. Who's to say they can't get top four? It's just being realistic. Leicester, there's no fucking chance they're going to win the Prem. They're on 1 point. They're in shit form. They don't sign players. They're going to lose their manager. They are quite literally crap.
I agree. But
so don't say
the point is you said you were saying a chance.
Don't say Leicester winning the league is the same chance as.
I didn't say same chance.
But that's what you
said. I said there is a chance.
You know what? Fuck this game. People will back me this episode and say Phil's actually in the right, and I'm getting disrespected by you.
But you didn't even include Ronaldo in your own list.
Yeah.
And you are Mr. Cristiano, Ronaldo.
But on paper, he's Cristiano Ronaldo, and he can help the team do bits this year. That's my point. That makes sense. It does make sense.
It's questionable. It's questionable. But either way, I don't think United get top four.
No, they probably won't.
I don't.
But you said they would.
I said they could.
But
I said they could.
They all could. All
VAR
could.
Check. I said they could.
They all could. All teams could.
Yeah. Leicester can't.
But that's fair. But the point I'm making is, I don't think United come off a run of games from European football post World Cup, etc. to push the other teams that are going for Champions League enough to make it into the top four.
Newcastle could, with Wilson, St. Max and Bruno Gomes returning after the break.
Yeah, they've got quite a few injuries coming back, haven't you, Lee?
Yeah, quite handy. West Ham will be fuming.
Yeah.
Well, West Ham just look all right, though. They could get in a bit of run of form.
They need it. West Ham need it, yeah.
Well, they're in a relegation battle. Anyway, we've got a new game. Let's brighten the mood up. Seems a bit dark. It's all gloomy outside.
No, it's been fun.
This guy's gone crazy.
We never have actual debates. It's always like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you can get away with a heated title from this one.
Yeah, 100%.
We could put
yeah.
I've already gone wrong. Yeah. Gone wrong.
Yes.
Gone wrong.
Yeah, also, I can't wait for the comments to back me up this episode. Oh, I'm fucking gassed.
You put a player that doesn't play in a form list. I can't back it.
And he's still got 4 goals this season.
Oh, okay.
It's factually correct. That's like saying, so if Haaland's on 10 and 5, yeah, and he got injured last week, you're saying, can't be in it. That's what you're
no,
saying.
No, 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 no. He'd be in mine. He'd be in mine, but yours wouldn't make sense because he's not currently able to play, is what I'm...
No, but he's been playing and he's been amazing. Whereas Ronaldo, your point for Ronaldo, he's quite literally not been playing and he's not scored a goal.
Yeah, but for my
list... He is in the top 10, though.
Yeah, but for my list, it fits. What I'm saying... I don't know how this lasted so long anyway.
We need the comment section to decide it. I want to see that.
We've got a new game called Transfer Guess Who. We're going to have a nice...
We can't do Millionaire. We can't do Millionaire.
We basically have a player who's signed for a random club and you need to guess who it is.
Okay.
So, again, you're what?
So, don't explain the rules.
So, yeah, I've got a couple of clues.
Yeah.
And it ends with a weird transfer they made. So it'll be a big player and they've ended up at a random club. You have to guess who the player is off the clues.
This might be quite hard.
Ooh.
This one should be easy. I'm not sure how hard it's going to be. So we have a Ballon d'Or winner, youngest player to reach 100 goals in the Premier League, signed for Stoke.
Mike Lowen.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a nice gimme one. This one's harder. 12 England caps, made 219 appearances for West Ham, signed for Chelsea in 2018. So he was England's number one for a time, really, in quite a significant time.
12 England caps.
Signed for Chelsea.
I'm thinking a goalie.
Yeah.
I'm thinking a goalie.
How many games did they play for West Ham again?
A lot.
219 appearances.
Wow.
They even won Hammer of the Year in 2007 and 2008.
Why is this so hard? This should be easy. Yeah, this has really got me.
Yeah. I wish he was like Dean Ashton.
No.
It can't be.
He made a huge blunder in a major tournament.
Paul Robinson.
Oh, Rob Green.
Rob Green. Yeah. Rob Green signed for Chelsea. Of course he did.
Oh, as like a Scott Carson.
He's got a Premier League medal, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's got a Premier League.
I don't know. He didn't make an appearance. So I don't think he had a
Champions League medal or something.
Has he?
Is it something like that?
Probably Champions League.
They had him on his shoulders when they were selling. I just remember.
With his finger like
something like that.
Yeah, his finger that.
Yeah. Okay, number three, we have a football pundit. He played in the Olympics and signed for Florentina.
Mika Richards.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Dutch legend.
We all got that.
Dutch legend, nicknamed Pitbull by Louis van Gaal. Signed for Barnet in 2012.
Oh, Edgar Davids.
Davids.
Shit, how did you get that?
With the goggles.
Exactly. He's done it again. He's done it again.
How did I get that?
Yeah.
He was player manager at Barnet. He got sent off first game.
Yeah.
Egda. And also he's my arch enemy.
Egda. Dabed.
Played 20 years in the Premier League.
Oh, that one.
I was going to give you a clue, but I think you'll be straight on it.
Milner.
Played 20 years in the Premier League. Won the FA Cup with Portsmouth. Signed for Newcastle.
David James.
No,
it's time for Newcastle.
Signed for Newcastle. So 20 years in the Prem, won the FA Cup, signed for Newcastle.
Is that it?
FA Cup with Portsmouth.
Fucking hell.
And where, does he still play? Like,
not
when
now.
Did he sign for Newcastle?
He signed for Newcastle in 2010.
How are you doing it?
I know what that is. It's that Harry Redknapp team, isn't it? Like Crouchy, Crancher.
Pennant. Oh, who is it? Who plays that?
Oh, it's a good one, this.
We can't give us like a position.
I've got a clue.
Oh, Abba for me Martins.
No.
Oh, damn it.
I've got a clue for you if you need it.
You might need it.
Yeah, I think I need it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm firing blanks.
He was part of the Invincibles team.
Sol Campbell.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
We have an extra hard bonus question though.
Oh, I love it.
As if that wasn't...
That was hard.
Yeah. So, an Arsenal legend, League Cup winner, signed for Juventus.
Patrick Vieira?
No. Oh, he broke the Premier League record for fastest goal after being subbed on. Legend could be a loose term, I guess.
Oh. Patrick Vieira did go to Juventus from Arsenal. And he did win a League Cup, so that is also correct. Just didn't get subbed on.
Yeah.
Aaron Ramsey?
No. It's a bit further back. By Arsenal legend, I mean, he's pretty shit, but he's still a legend.
What year?
Senderos?
No.
Yeah, I was going to think.
What year?
Do you know what? I don't have the year here.
Or what position?
Striker.
Oh.
Give you his nationality if you want.
He went from Arsenal to Juve. Oh, Nicholas Bentner.
Lord Nicholas
Bentner. Oh, yeah. Fucking obvious that, innit?
Oh, I like that. That's like a legend.
I was thinking of like proper legends, but yeah, I get it.
He is a legend.
Yeah.
We've got some listeners' questions. Andy Murray has been in touch. He goes, does James Taverney have a shout of making the England team?
I think he actually said, does James Tavernier have? No, because he's 33.
He is quite old.
And there's about 19 right backs.
Yeah. Actually, to be fair, he has more of a chance of getting in the team because he is a right back.
Yeah, this is true. Would you put him in over Trent?
Probably not.
No.
I don't think either of those are going really.
I don't think under
Southgate's reign.
He just likes the young ones, doesn't he, Southgate?
Pardon?
Who? What?
In terms of squad. updated Premier League predictions. Let's just do top six.
You go first then.
City, Arsenal, Spurs, United, City, Arsenal, Spurs.
No, I say it.
United, Liverpool, Chelsea.
Wow.
Chelsea sixth.
Yeah, man,
fuck him. Fuck him. All right. City, Spurs, Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Newcastle.
Ooh, getting in sixth.
Yeah.
Fulham. No, I'll go pretty similar. City, Arsenal, Spurs. Every time.
Every time.
City, Arsenal, Spurs, Liverpool sneak in when they get their injuries back, and then Chelsea fifth, United sixth, just based off
it's
the quality.
Safe, isn't it?
Yeah, very safe. Yeah. Not that exciting.
Yours is a good one. United fourth.
If you could take one attribute from a Premier League player, who would it be and what would you pick to improve your own game?
To improve my own game.
Oh, that's a good question.
I can't really improve it.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
Shut the fuck up, man.
Could it be anything? Like, you can take height.
Yep.
Oh, that would be cool.
I wouldn't mind.
Do that for football. I'd just be like,
if I could keep the limited agility I have, but then be Haaland's height, I think I'd be quite dangerous.
That would be nice. Very dangerous. You'd probably be a Premier League footballer. To be fair.
Maybe sneak in League One. No, yeah, probably the Haaland physicality.
Nice.
Yeah.
Kevin De Bruyne, I was going to say range of passing or like probably, but 2-footedness.
Mm.
KDB's ability to use both feet.
I would take Messi or Ronaldo's ability to not get injured.
Inaki Williams.
Inaki Williams' ability to not get injured. Yeah. No, he did get injured, but he still managed to come back and play.
Yeah, that was on.
Ability to play every game.
Yes, every minute. Who will be... Oh, we can't really answer that one because we don't know the full team.
You could do about the current announcements.
Current players who've been announced who will be man of the match in the charity Sidemen game, and that's from Gary Smith.
Big star. Always. It will be. It's going to get given to him, isn't it? Let's be honest. Do you mean from an actual footballing perspective or from like
footballing perspective.
No, you've got to go with like one of the better YouTube footballers.
Okay, but no, but...
So I'd probably say...
Hasn't Vic been given it every year, though?
Well, come on.
All right, okay. Fair shout, I reckon, would be...
I'm going with Noah Beck.
I reckon Toby.
Good shout.
I reckon Toby will get it. I'm going to go Chris MD. I think.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to go safe.
If he doesn't go
missing. I was going to go Noah, but you jumped in there just before me.
Joining. You can get the Noah hype train.
He should though, right? He's an ex...
He's good, isn't he?
Ex-pro,
yeah.
Isn't he? I think he is.
I think he's
semi-pro. Like MLS. Collegiate football.
He played like D1, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'd expect him to be anyway.
Exactly. So we've got our other segment called Good or Bad, where we message Lewis, the producer, and he has good or bad, and he has to find comments either good or bad about... me or Reeve.
Yeah, so leave good comments for us. I know we get a lot of bad ones.
So. And because I was so nice to you last week...
Oh, that's not very nice.
I decided to get some bad comments about you. And you know what? I'm glad I did, because some of your takes this episode deserve some opinions on. Liam Ricketts left a comment with it saying, Reeve has zero ball knowledge. And so far it's proving dividends.
Okay.
I got another one that goes pitch side video.
You gave him multiple. It's not very nice.
This one's all about both of us.
Give him a few options, you know.
Pitch side videos age like milk.
Oh, that's a good one.
I quite like that one. I'm not sure. Oh, this is one. Yeah. That one hurt to watch, Reeve. The Chelsea Tottenham incident is impossible to compare to United Arsenal decision because Jorginho had the ball before he gave away the goal. So the VAR can't look on the foul. The Arsenal goal came directly from the foul.
Oh, he meant with the Havertz tackle. Okay.
Common reveal.
Well, similarly, because you had a good one last week, I got you a good one this week because I'm a good friend and I didn't want to...
Bum lick.
What do you mean a bum lick? But I suppose the crux of it is Lewis spent at least like 10 minutes trying to find this.
There was one.
Because there are...
There's only one.
There's only one good
there
comment.
There are a lot of people...
Can we please get more good comments for Theo, man?
Yeah, Theo needs more good comments.
I think I'm going to get a lot of good comments after this episode.
Yeah.
Probably.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
So the one good comment comes in from Matthew Jesser, who said, Theo knows ball. What a...
Thank you, Matthew.
It's just a burner account, isn't it? It's a blank picture. There's no way.
I was saying to Lewis...
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's it.
I was saying to Lewis, before we started, it's going to get to a point where I'll be like, oh, I have a good comment for Theo, please. And it'll be like, hi, Theo. But no, there you go. Theo knows ball, confirmed by Matthew.
Thanks, Matthew. Always a real one.
But I agree, you should get some good ones after the back of this.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
Yeah, well,
you've got more of a chance of featuring on the show if you leave a good one. So
that's true.
You might give it a go.
Oh, this is going to be a great plug for our actual comment section.
Exactly. Next up, we have our Armada Champions League Edition quiz and predictions. Oh, it's starting to be my favourite part of the show, you know, because obviously with the World Cup coming up, they are filling in the fixtures thick and fast for Champions League stuff. And there are some big games tonight. Now, obviously, we are partnered with Armada. And if you don't know what Armada is, Reeve, what is Armada?
So Armada is a fun app on your phone that you can download via the link in the description where you choose a team to, or no team, a draw in some cases, to predict the correct results for football matches.
It's a prediction app. You can play with your mates. And if you want to join our squad, which John has just done.
I'm in.
He's in. Use the code PITCHS. Pitch is pitch it with an S on the end of it. Yeah. Or the link in the description down below. And try and beat us with our predictions. Because
there's even a prize.
What is the prize, Lewis?
So there's a... Well, we will in the future have an Armada strip with your signatures on.
A strip as in a football kit. Cassie Nelson.
Yeah.
But for now, we have an England shirt, which is quite fitting with the World Cup coming up.
It is. Nice. And last week, I got 58% of the predictions correct. This man...
69%.
It's not bad, actually.
It's pretty good.
You get 100 coins a day to do your predictions with. So with that being said, shall we do ours? And also, by the way, you do it every day. So you're only predicting on the games that are happening on that day.
Yeah.
So you come back and get coins and whatnot. So, as I turn my torch on instead of recording my screen, first game is a 5:45 kickoff. Inter Milan are away to Victoria.
Right.
What are you saying, John?
It's got to be Inter Milan, isn't it? You've got to go Inter Milan.
Now, you see, the thing with Armada is they offer decent/interesting odds.
Right.
So if you want to try and produce the most amount of coins, sometimes you have to go a little bit rogue. And I feel this might be a draw.
You're going draw?
Maybe.
Do it, mate. Put money where your mouth is.
You get 4-1.
I know. I had a stinker last week. I said Real Madrid were going to beat Celtic, yeah? And they did. But I accidentally clicked draw. So I lost a lot of coins.
Oh, no.
I'm actually going to go 5 coins on Armada and get 2 back. I mean, on Inter Milan, sorry.
This is what I mean. Sometimes it's worth pushing the boat out.
Yeah.
So for my 5 coins, I get 25 back if it comes away with a draw.
You know what? I'm going to put 5 coins on a draw.
Ooh.
No, I'm not. Oh. I'm going to get it. Okay, Sporting at home to Spurs.
This could have been Ronaldo versus...
Spurs.
Yeah, Spurs.
It's not.
But it's not.
It's the Eric Dier derby, isn't it?
It is the Eric Dier derby. That's a good little bit.
I'm actually going to go draw on this.
I'm going to go draw.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I just think Conte plays that boring football. He's not got a good European record and the odds are good for the draw.
I'm going to put 10 coins on a draw and get 38 coins back.
Yeah, I'm going 8.
That is good. That's a good odd.
I think I'll join you, boys. Draw seems pretty fruitful.
Now, tie of the night.
Yep.
Arguably, Bayern Munich are at home to Barcelona.
So much so, we are streaming it.
We are streaming it tonight, actually. So make sure your notifications are on. Bayern-Barca, the Lewandowski derby. Barca are in fine form this year.
I know they're evens to win, but I'm definitely going to go Bayern Munich. I think they're so strong.
I think it's worth putting 5 coins on Barcelona to win. You get 20 back.
Well, I'm going to go in the middle with the draw.
Whoa,
I'm going to go with the draw.
The Lewandowski's finishes last week, in the Champions League were actually so good.
Yeah.
And I know Bayern Munich are also playing well, but they're at the Allianz Arena. Yes, Bayern will probably win, but I think it's worth putting 5 coins on Barca.
Just change the way you think about games, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you see different odds.
Yeah. So FC Porto at home to Club Brugge.
I think this is a Porto win. I think Porto won.
Don't disrespect Club Brugge like this, man. We had a message the other day.
We did have a message.
We had a message from this. I think this girl came home. And she loves pitch size and she's a big Club Brugge fan.
Yeah.
She tuned to it. I'm so disappointed.
Yeah.
You started laughing at my club.
People always underestimate Club Brugge and we won 1-0 when you said you'd lose.
But I'm not being funny. We're not dissing Club Brugge.
No, we laugh at
a lot of teams.
Yeah.
It's just laughing at teams. Why not?
Yeah.
No disrespect to Club Brugge, but I'm going to go FC Porto.
I'm going Porto.
I'm going to go 10 coins on Porto.
I'm going to I'm here for her. I'm going Bruges.
8-1
Yeah. 8-1 I'm going to throw like 5 on.
You'll get a lot back.
Yeah.
45
You'll get a lot back. Leverkusen at home to Atletico Madrid.
This could be a draw, couldn't
0-0
it?
0-0 draw.
Anytime I see Madrid in a game.
You remember that last week's event of Porto Madrid?
Yeah.
And we just went, oh, okay, that's it done then.
Yeah.
1-0 And it ended up being 2-1
Yeah.
Yeah.
27th minute.
I'm actually going to put 10 coins on Atletico away win. Griezmann will get subbed on the 61st minute.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That's unreal.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah. I'm going to go away win. Screw it.
Yeah.
What are you going, John?
I think draw. Anytime I see Atletico Madrid in a game, I just think it's going to be a draw.
Me too.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
I'm going to go 5 coins on a draw.
Liverpool at home to Ajax. It's at Anfield.
Oh, mate. After everything we said in this episode,
I know.
Well.
Who's going to back the Ajax? Who's going to back the Ajax?
That's really short odds for Liverpool, though. I don't. I'm going draw. And I know it's going to be carnage, but they've only got 1 point after 2 games in the group.
Mate,
but
draw gives you the same odds as Ajax.
Yeah, pretty much.
I really want to go Ajax, but the draw is, I'm going to go draw. I'm going to put 10 coins on draw. I'm 51 back.
I'm going to go Ajax.
Oh, do I do Ajax?
I'm
throwing
it
on. 4 coins back.
5 coins, 28 back.
How is nobody saying Liverpool? Oh, do you know what? For the, to appease some people that watch this show, I'm going to go Liverpool. I'll put it on Liverpool. And we'll have a split, mate. You go draw. Oh, you're going Ajax?
I want to go Ajax as well.
I'm as close.
I'll go draw. You go Ajax.
I'll go big.
You go Liverpool.
I'm going Liverpool.
Okay.
And then the big bonus question at the end is for Bayern versus Barcelona. Will Lewandowski open the goal scoring? Yes or no?
Look at those odds difference.
Ooh.
I mean, yes, maybe he's probably just worth chucking your coins on. No, you don't really get
I'm putting back. 10 coins on yes.
I'm going no, because I think no's the outcome, but
it's worth the coins.
I know it is. See, this is the interesting part of Amada, right?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go yes, because the no gives you nothing back.
So I could potentially win 210 coins today.
148. Yeah.
I've got 40 spare. How many spare we got?
35.
I've got 49 spare.
49 spare, 35. So you're putting a lot of coins on today, aren't you?
65 coins. Well, only 5
to keep some spare, because I just put like 50 coins on.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
Okay, I've got none.
But anyways,
have you just rinsed your entire account?
I put 50 coins on a Liverpool draw.
On a Liverpool draw. You could be flying.
Wait, how much
after
is that
tonight?
Is that 250 coins back? It is,
yeah,
isn't
something
it?
Like
Jesus.
That.
I'm going to confirm my predictions on Amada. You have 40 coins free to use today. If you don't use them, they will be lost. Oh, so actually, it might be worth slapping them on.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm going to put them all on a Liverpool draw. I'm putting 50 coins on a draw to get 255 back.
That's the one.
I'm with you, Lewis.
That's the one.
I'm with you. So make sure you use up all your 100 free coins every day on Amada. Confirm your predictions. Confirm.
Yeah, done.
There it is. Right. First match kicks off in 6.5 hours for today. And then obviously tune back in tomorrow to do your Amada predictions then. Download it. Link in the description down below. Join our squad, which is also linked in the description down below. Or use the code PITCH with an S in the game.
Yeah.
And now it is time for the Champions League Armada Challenge, ladies and gentlemen. What have we got for us today, Lewis?
So, again, we're going to go around. Each person has to name another answer that fits in with the topic. So,
categories.
So, we have current Champions League teams. Reeve, you can kick us off.
No, you can close
okay,
that.
Chelsea.
Club Bruges.
Nice.
Victoria.
Inter Milan.
Liverpool.
AC Milan.
Man City.
Barcelona.
Juventus.
Bayern Munich.
Victoria.
You said it.
I said it.
Right. Use two left. Continue.
PSG.
Porto.
Liverpool.
Sporting. Oh, he said Liverpool.
Did he?
Yes! Yay!
Oh. You know what's really annoying? It's so obvious when you're looking at them.
Yeah.
The fast pace is like quite rough.
It's the pressure.
Champions League, current Champions League managers.
Oh my.
Are we going?
Days.
Yeah.
Conte.
Klopp.
Guardiola.
Fucking hell. Oh, Potter.
Oh my God.
Simeone.
Allegri.
Oh my God. I've lost. Just count me out. No. Sorry, that was so bad.
Xavi.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
Ancelotti.
Who's the manager of PSG?
Fuck.
Poch?
No.
No.
He's that free agent, mate.
No.
Come on.
Who's the manager of PSG?
Who is the manager?
Is that Galeta?
Galeta. Yeah. Galeta.
Galeta.
I don't know how to
pronounce it.
Crep.
So last one, we have current Champions League goal scorers from this season.
Oh, that scored this season.
The last week.
All right, Ruben Dias.
Lewandowski.
No, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me.
No, it failed.
Oh, that's out.
That is out.
Erling Haaland.
Mbappe.
Phil Foden.
Neymar?
VAR check, please. I don't think he has.
I don't think he has. I don't think he might have done.
No, it was Mbappe too.
Neymar. You're out.
Yes!
That's...
Hey! It's hard because it's been one game week. It's been one game week.
Yeah, you've got to remember.
So you've got to like, hey, you've got to go right. Star.
There we are.
That's hard.
That is rough. João Cancelo.
No, he didn't score. Did he? Foden did.
You got two assists. So.
Yeah.
Mate, that is rough. That is rough and hard and tough. Anyways, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we'll do our Premier League predictions as we've done previously, where we send them into Lewis and get surprised with them at the weekend. Make sure you have your notifications turned on because we are going live for the Champions League tonight. And
this will probably be, they won't have managed to watch this point.
They will on Spotify.
Will it?
Maybe. I don't know. Anyways, we're going to release it earlier today.
Okay,
can do.
Yeah. Unlucky, mate.
And thank you very much for watching. Make sure you rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Drop a like and turn those notifications on. Yeah. John, thank you very much for coming along as usual.
All of your links will be below.
Yeah. With that being said, goodbye.